Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey surveyed the tornado damage in Wetumpka on Monday. At least 25 homes were damaged or destroyed, and two churches were heavily damaged. Cleanup efforts in the hardest hit areas will continue today. Some Wetumpka schools will operate on a delay today. Elmore County Superintendent Richard Dennis says Wetumpka Elementary, Middle, and High schools will start at 9:30 this morning. Faculty and staff should arrive at 8. He says schools should be back on a normal schedule on Wednesday. And Congresswoman Terry Sewell is doing her part to help those impacted by the partial government shutdown. She brought lunch to TSA employees at the Montgomery Regional Airport. They're among the 800,000 federal workers who are furloughed or working without pay. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer, and Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. Right now, you can get 500 business cards personalized the way you want them, starting at just $9.99. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now is the time to make something happen for your business. So own the now with 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 2323. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2323.
What better way to roll into the new year than in a brand new Kia from Brubaker Kia in Montgomery? This month only, you pay what we pay on all new 2019 Kias in stock. You pay what we pay on Kias like the Forte, a fuel-efficient ride with a spacious interior and user-friendly tech features. The Kia Optima, a mid-size sedan offering an upscale interior with luxury features. The Kia Sportage, the compact crossover with unmistakable style and agile handling. Or the Kia Sorento, a mid-sized SUV with third-row seating and a quiet and refined ride. It all come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Get rolling in style this year while you pay what we pay on all-new 2019 Kias right now at Brubaker Kia in Montgomery. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees based on availability. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile base. All warranties and roadside assistance are limited. See retailer for warranty details. Offer expires January 31st.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our 5th year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Cold temperatures that have followed a winter storm from the Midwest to the East Coast. At least 7 people were killed in the weekend storm.
Another deadly avalanche, this time in Colorado. At least one man is dead.
The TSA now says we're entering uncharted territory, that the closer we get to rent and mortgage payments due on February 1st, the more workers they expect to call in sick.
Kamala Harris revealing she's running.
I am running for president of the United States. Well, first of all, let me just say I love my country. And this is a moment in time that I feel a sense of responsibility to stand up and fight.
Kentucky teens appearing to confront and stare down Native American elder. New footage showing there were other tensions before that incident.
The refs missing a crucial pass interference penalty against the Rams. Of course, with the game tied, less than 2 minutes to go. Head coach Sean Payton now saying the NFL told him the refs, quote, blew the call.
Lindsey Vonn may have skied her final race sooner than she'd hoped.
I'm not sure if I can keep going.
She might be done, in too much pain to keep racing.
A modern-day little red hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine, and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so, having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful, I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Channel 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Missed about one. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Stock market is down 404 points. Let me check out the temperature. Temperature is 49 degrees outside. It's going to get up to 56 today, is what it says. And in today's high and low, it says 51. But when the heck does the phone know, right? That's why we have Rich Thomas. So how you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm really, really, really good. Really good. So I'm trying to figure out how to talk to Amazon. Somebody said they sent me an email and didn't quite understand it. But we'll see what happens. I don't want to punch in on anything because it says redirect when I do. So I stay away from those things. Let's see, 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing. For the Fresh Market, $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you pick out from Fresh Market. And let me tell you, if you haven't been down to Sweet Creek Farm Market, you need to head down there. It's a great place. Reed and Karen Ingram are just fabulous folks. They have a great staff. You'll love everything there is to know about that place. Okay. Well, we still have some stuff going on with the Covington County Catholic school that was there. We have a showdown that's happening in the Senate. I didn't get to hear Mitch McConnell because I was busting out of the car trying to get into the studio when he was talking. It looks like they're going to propose a bill to that it would need seven Democrats to vote for it. And then it gets telegraphed to the House, which the House would not vote for it. And the more they can do things like that, the more the Democrats are going to be at blame for this whole thing. So let me try a couple of things here, if you don't mind. Let me do Peter Ducey talking about what's going on in the Hill, since that's kind of the topic right now.
Senate set to return to work today as Majority Leader Mitch McConnell looks to bring President Trump's proposal to end the shutdown to a vote this week. You know, both sides continue to point fingers at each other. This morning, the president tweeting this, quote, "Democrats are kidding themselves. They don't really believe it. If they say you can stop crime, drugs, human trafficking, and caravans without a wall or steel barrier, stop playing games and give America the security it deserves, a humanitarian crisis." Peter Ducey live on Capitol Hill with what we can expect on the Senate side. Hi, Peter.
Eric, the Senate and the House are both planning to hold votes to end the shutdown this week, but it sounds like the votes are going to be on different things. Mitch McConnell here on the Senate side put President Trump's proposal down on paper, which is basically border wall money in exchange for temporary protections for DACA recipients brought to the country illegally as kids.
So now the task at hand is to go to work on the Senate floor and hammer out this agreement, pass it this week, and get it over to the House.
President Trump posted this morning, "Without a wall, our country can never have border or national security. With a powerful wall or steel barrier, crime rates and drugs will go substantially down all over the U.S. The Dems know this, but they want to play political games. Must finally be done correctly. No cave." But the House Democrats want to have a plan that's crafted by House Democrats. That's why Speaker Pelosi wrote this morning. "This week, House Democrats will vote on more bipartisan bills to reopen government and act to bolster funding for border security solutions that work. Donald Trump and Senate Majority Leader need to stop holding Americans hostage, stop blocking these bills, and end the shutdown now." Pelosi used the word hostage there, and we've noticed that that is language that has now made its way out onto the campaign trail, where people who hope to challenge President Trump are starting to show up.
He's now holding the American people hostage over a vanity project that he calls a wall, while 800,000 people are trying to figure out how they're going to pay their rent, how they're going to pay their mortgage. It is completely irresponsible. And those folks don't want a wall. They want a paycheck.
The Senate plans a procedural vote later on today. It would need at least seven Democrats to defect for it to have 60 and a chance of success. So to gauge the chances of this bill passing or advancing in the procedural stage, watch the Democratic senators from places like Maryland or Virginia, where there are a lot of federal workers among the constituencies.
Yeah. Do you realize that it costs more for the government to be closed than Trump is asking for the wall?
I did not know that.
That seems kind of stupid now, doesn't it?
Yeah. But that's par for the course.
Really? So if their argument is it's ineffective and not worth the money, then it would have been cheaper for you to vote for it and then have government open. This is absolutely amazing how this thing is kind of going down here. It really is a kind of a, just shows the ineffectiveness of government. But, you know, the Democrats say, well, if we give in, then he'll just do it again. And you know what? You're right. And it will, hopefully it'll make you behave yourself and be a team player and a nation player. Oh, by the way, do you remember the name Artur Davis?
Yeah, I do.
Somebody, actually two people sent me pictures of Artur Davis for mayor signs that were up.
I actually saw Artur in the parking lot as I was walking in.
In the parking lot here?
Yeah.
I bet he's cutting some commercials, huh?
No, I think he might have been on News and Views. I don't know. I think he's interested in being on your show as well.
Of course he is. He announced on my show last time.
That's what he said to me. So we'll get that happening.
But I wonder if his number's still the same. Well, let's do this. I want you to listen to Artur Davis's kind of opening YouTube that he did. And it's about 2.5 minutes long, but he's going to basically talk about running for mayor.
My name is Artur Davis, and I'm running to be mayor of Montgomery. This is literally where my journey started. This patch of weeds and bushes used to be a house. It's the first place I lived. This is the west end of Montgomery, near Day Street and Mobile Highway. Every election, politicians make promises to rebuild West Montgomery. As you can see, as soon as they win, they forget. This is the old Cleveland Avenue Library. I came here every Saturday when I was a child. It's where I discovered history and learned to love books. I'm so passionate about making public education work because I know firsthand a kid from the west side of town, from a broken home, who goes to regular public schools can still go on to win awards at Harvard and make it to Congress at age 35. Yes, our schools do need more money, but money without fundamental changes won't make our schools succeed again. I'm standing in front of one of the best-looking new schools in our city and one of the most prestigious neighborhoods, but even Park Crossing was rated a failing school last year. As mayor, I'll tell you now, I'm going to be on the front lines working with our new school board to turn things around. We're going to get back to the point where an education in any neighborhood in this city is a foundation to make it anywhere in America. My first job was as a federal prosecutor. My first trial involved an open-air drug market right here in Newtown. We put people in jail who are ripping apart their own community with drug deals and gunfights. But I learned that putting young people behind bars is not enough to fix neighborhoods. When you come out of jail, you deserve a second chance and dignity. The places Montgomery has left behind need job training centers and groceries instead of liquor stores and nightclubs. One of the busiest streets in the city is right in front of me, and Montgomery still can't get a new store to locate here. I'm proud of our progress downtown and further out east, but it's time to bring places like this back to life.
I'm Tara Davis. I bought my first house right here in Montgomery East 16 years ago. I moved here to attend Alabama State University, and I stayed to build a future. Does anyone think today's millennials believe their best future is in Montgomery? When young people say yes to that question, we will be on our way to being a great city.
I've got a lot of ideas to share with you between now and the election, but it all starts with this commitment. We can make Montgomery a community that works for all of us, no matter what side of town you live on. You know, a lot of people think we're going to make history this year when we elect our new mayor. Let me tell you the history I want to make. I want to be the best mayor Montgomery has ever had.
That was much better than the last time.
Well produced, too.
Well produced, well said, well written. Made very, very good points. He wasn't trying to cut down the current mayor.
Right.
And he was really focusing on the West Side, humble beginnings, but he focused on education, which isn't under the city's purview, but it was a nice little touch with it. So we'll see what happens here. Let's go to the phones and go to Rusty. Rusty, welcome aboard.
Good morning or good afternoon, gentlemen. It's morning somewhere, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so, somewhere on the planet.
Just a quick traffic note.
Please.
I don't know if you have this or not, but they have closed the Bibb Graves Bridge again in Wetumpka. There's power lines that run through some conduit on the bridge, mm-hmm. and they're trying to reroute them through there again to get the power back up in some place over there. So I just talked with some folks from the power company there in Wetumpka, and they have closed it for right now.
Do you know how long it's going to be closed, Rusty?
I do not know.
Would you turn around and go find out?
I'll go find it. I tell you what, I pulled off the road behind a parked car to put that on Facebook, and this cop comes up. Well, you're blocking traffic. And I'm like, well, I'm out of the street. You know, it looked like he was about 12 years old, but he's just doing his job. You know, he's just
there
doing
you
his
go.
Job. But they're keeping it moving through there. They're directing you around it. But the best thing to do is come up the Coosa River Parkway to 231, and that'll just take you all the way around around Bhutan.
Wow, that's a major thoroughfare right there. That to connect the two sides together.
It's a big old mess.
How is it looking down there?
Well, you know, they've started cleaning up, and I think basically what they're doing now is they're cutting up trees and everything that got blown away. They're stacking it up, get it out of the way, and you know they really start you know more stuff later. But it's kind of weird looking because you know you're used to seeing that that church there, has been there all these years, and the First Baptist Church is damaged, but it's still there. But you know a lot of people don't mention it, but there are a lot of homes where the Presbyterian Church was.
And yeah, you know that beautiful white house across the street from it, it's gone.
Oh yeah, a lot of stuff. Well, there was a business there on the corner, been there for years. I think it's a little consignment shop called the Prissy Hen. It's gone. And there's that little white house. When I was a kid, my school bus driver, he and his wife lived there, and they really? Were in there. They were in there when it happened, but I understand they were just roughed up a little bit. They're doing good.
Yeah, that's a really nice house with the kind of the gingerbread siding to it and such.
It'd be neat to be right there. If you like to fish, you just get you a trail and go down to the river, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think the thing is that there's some kind of a plan in here because, you know, nobody died, which was such a great blessing. And I think Wheatup is going to be just fine.
I think it is, too. I think it actually may end up to be something, part of it to be beneficial, and that is the mayor was really struggling to try to get the power poles moved. Well, that isn't going to be a problem now.
No. A lot of them got moved on their own.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a mess, but I think they got a handle on it.
Well, I really appreciate you keeping us informed here, and if you go back over there and find out it's open, let us know.
I'm probably going to go the back way home. I don't want the police to get me.
Yeah. Here you go.
Like I said, they got their hands full. The police, mayor, power company, everybody, they're doing the best they can do. And, you know, it's like we got thumbs up Thursday, but we'll have a thumbs up Tuesday for those folks because they're doing a heck of a job just doing what the rest of us can't do.
Well, and the other thing, Rusty, that makes me so proud of where we live is all of the people that are coming out to help Wetumpka during their time of need.
Oh, yes. Thick as thieves down there today. I know not all those folks work for the city or for the
company. Yeah, let me tell you, you have a bunch of churches that are down there. I know we've got people from our church and that are, you know, they've got chainsaws, they're moving stuff, they've got trucks that they're hauling things off with.
Yeah, and there's a lot of old growth trees down too, and I saw a lot of them cut up and stacked up, and that, you know, the chainsaw fairies don't come in the middle of the night and do that. Those folks had to get out there and work on that.
Absolutely.
And so yeah, there's a lot of folks doing a lot of good over there.
Well, I appreciate you, my friend.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Thanks. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going,
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on the Alabama River. I want to jump into some big news this week. I'll be going to Memphis this week to pick up a prestigious award from the Blues Foundation. Capitol Oyster Bar has won a KBA award. That's a Keeping the Blues Alive award from the Blues Foundation up in Memphis. We're being honored. I want to make sure all my customers that have supported us are a part of this, because we've been doing this blues for a long time and we've been honored. But all my customers that have pitched in and helped support this live music on Sunday afternoons, and I just want to tell you all thank you. And now we'll go ahead and tell you about this Sunday. Papa Chubby from up in New York's coming. That's right. The Papa Chubby bringing his band down south and be coming by the Capitol Oyster Bar this Sunday at 5. You can check that all out at CapitolOysterBar.com or go to my Facebook page, and all that will tell you about how the menu. We got cooking up good fresh seafood from the Gulf. Told you amberjack season is open this whole month, and so we'll be getting fresh amberjack and loading up on that and getting you all kind of fresh seafood. So y'all come down here soon and come hungry.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising puts you in the spotlight while amplifying everything you do. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Not all electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly, then take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where we're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power
to make things better. Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Supreme Court rules the Pentagon can proceed with limits on transgender military service while the issue works through the lower courts.
President Trump announced on Twitter in July 2017 that the military should not allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity, citing what he viewed as the tremendous medical costs and disruption. Last year, after three federal judges from three separate district courts rejected the government's request to allow it to implement the policy, the government appealed those decisions.
Fox's John Decker. The Native American Vietnam War veteran in a viral video with teenage Trump supporters in D.C. this past weekend says he'd like to meet with them. A chaperone, Joe Hamlin, denies the kids were confrontational and says one stood there silently in the Native American man's face.
To defuse the situation by not reacting and by standing there respectfully.
This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way. Increasing clouds today. Cool, high 54. Gusty easterly winds at 10 to 18 miles per hour today. Tonight, cloudy. Rain moves in late tonight. I'm talking about the wee hours of the morning. Overnight, low temperature 50. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, rain and maybe a few thunderstorms. Windy. Tomorrow's high around 64. Thursday, becoming mostly sunny. Windy, colder, high 48. Down to 30 on Thursday night. Friday's high, maybe mid-40s, perhaps. I think we'll be in the 20s Friday night. Saturday's high, only around 51. And it looks like a sunny day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Pick up with America's Newsroom did a live report from Covington County, Kentucky, where the home of this Catholic school is. And this thing has totally gotten out of hand, totally out of hand.
But we begin with Doug McElway in Covington, Kentucky. Doug, there's been talk of lawsuits. Can you verify that?
Yes, I can, and we'll have more on that in just a sec, but I wanted to set the scene right here for what's going on this morning and what we expect to happen. There's been talk of a protest by Native American groups outside the Diocese of Covington, where we now stand. We haven't been able to verify that. Also talk of a protest by Antifa. Haven't been able to verify that. Supposed to happen at 10 o'clock this morning. We'll keep our eyes open. But seldom has the overwhelming thrust of so many media narratives been as one-sided as we have seen in this story. Let me just take one tweet for example and show you what's happened with that. This is a tweet that says, "It isn't about border security, it is about white supremacy. Prayers for Nathan Phillips," he's the Native American elder who was seen banging his drum, "and the teens taught hate." Well, responding to that tweet, a Los Angeles attorney by the name of Robert Barnes tweeted, "This is a libelous lie. Retract or get sued." Hours after that mainstream media narrative was established, alternative videos, though, began springing up, conveying an entirely different narrative, that the Covington teens, some of whom wore MAGA hats, were themselves being taunted by a group of African-American youth called the Black Israelites. Then enters Native American Nathan Phillips, who approaches the group within inches of one student, Nick Sandman's face. Sandman, as you can see, does not move, does not react in any way. Some have accused him of smirking. He said in a statement yesterday, "I believe that by remaining motionless, I was helping to defuse the situation. I realized everyone had cameras and that perhaps a group of adults was trying to provoke a group of teenagers into a larger conflict." Now, people have asked, where were the chaperones? Well, the chaperones were right in the midst of the kids. One of them told the Cincinnati Inquirer this morning, "This has nothing, there was nothing the chaperones could have done differently. I'm very proud of the way the boys behaved in this situation." It wasn't until the boys returned to Covington, Kentucky, that they realized they had become a major national news story. And as you said, the school has been closed for today because of some threats, very, very vile threats indeed, that are coming their way.
Isn't that amazing? That really people are making threats to the school, threats to parents of the kids, talking about that they're going to boycott the businesses that they were working for, so they ought to fire them. Antifa starting to talk about showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Black Lives Matter is talking about showing up. This is crazy.
It really is.
And this just shows you the hatred for people that are Trump supporters. And whatever, you remember, the news cycle is, what has Donald Trump done wrong today? Well, Now it's getting down to what has a Donald Trump supporter done wrong today? And
even when they haven't done anything wrong.
Exactly. And it's made up. That's the amazing thing. It's absolutely made up. Now, the congressional delegation is getting involved in Kentucky.
Doug, we hear also that the Kentucky congressional delegation is getting involved.
They are in a variety of ways. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky tweeted several tweets about the situation. One of them said, unfortunately, there's too often a rush to judgment in our media. We should stop. All look at the facts first. Tom Massey, who is the Republican congressman representing this district, has been very much involved and promises to be more involved, has come to the students' defense. President Trump also tweeting, looking like Nick Salmon and the Covington Catholic students were treated unfairly with early judgments proving to be false, smeared by the media, not good, but making a big comeback. This story is not at all over. They talked about the potential for lawsuits and protests, so we'll keep our eyes open and keep you informed.
That's incredible. And from the looks of it, it seems the Fox is not the only news truck that was there. There was a back shot that they did, and you can see three other news trucks. There were local affiliates that were there, local stations that were there, mainly from Ohio, by the way. But, man, totally out of hand. Now, one of the chaperones, female chaperones with the kids, she kind of gives a, excuse me, ooh, did I not give you that?
No, you've got a Covington Catholic chaperone.
Okay, chaperone, there we go. So one of the chaperones was there, and she's going to be talking about the D.C. incident, and she can talk with some authority on this.
Today, the Catholic school at the center of that viral confrontation on Capitol Hill forced to close. Students now facing death threats, being smeared as racist over a video of a clash with a Native American protester at the March for Life.
All this before the full video was released showing what really happened with left-wing activists who approached the teens first.
Our next guest is pushing it set the record straight. Jill Hamlin attended the rally as a chaperone. Watched it all happen. She joins us right now live from Cincinnati. Jill, you say that your boys, the boys there, were targeted. Was it because they were wearing MAGA caps?
I think that was one of the reasons they were targeted, and I think they were also targeted for what they stood for.
Which is?
Which is Christianity, the right for life, and they were singled out, and I believe partially because of the color of their skin, they were targeted.
Joe, why was Nick Salmon, why did Nathan Phillips, the Native American, why did he choose him? Why did he get in his face? What happened before that?
We were all just gathered on the steps. We had obviously heard the horrific insults that were thrown at our children by the Black Hebrew Israelites, mm-hmm. and the boys were gathered on the steps, and I don't know why Nathan Phillips chose Nick Salmon. I think he would have targeted anyone, but maybe it was because Nick Salmon had the courage to look this man in the face, and he tried to defuse the situation by not reacting and by standing there respectfully.
You know, it's moments like this and sagas like this where I really start to give into my cynical side. And a lot of the writers I've known and read and loved over the years that, you know, sometimes democracy and rule of the people doesn't seem like a great idea when it seems to devolve into idiotic mob rule.
Well, that isn't, yeah, it's mob rule, but it's not democracy.
Yeah, well,
if it was democracy, then anybody gets to do whatever you want to do.
Well, that's, free. Yeah, pure democracy. Majority rules, though, is what I mean. The mobocracy. Democracy, as we might use it today, means you should have liberty for the individual, and then you vote. But you don't hear much discussion of liberty for the individual these days in our politics.
Really? This is really disturbing how these kids are being treated. Imagine what this is going to be like when they apply for college, for example.
Yeah.
Because they're going to Google their names.
I think, they could probably find some colleges that this would be a badge of honor.
Yeah.
But if you're
Hillsdale,
trying to...
Hillsdale, Liberty.
Yeah. But if you're trying... And Hillsdale is fantastic.
Hillsdale is spectacular.
But if you... Yeah, if they're trying to go to any Ivy League or any, you know, fancy liberal arts school, it depends. They could have a hard time.
And most of the Catholic universities have kind of turned liberal, like America's in Washington, D.C.
I think Notre Dame's been, there's debates always on that campus. Notre Dame's still a pretty good school. But I haven't kept up with my Catholic universities. But it's happening. Catholic or a public university, whatever university, the move to the left is overwrought. It's just unreal.
Yeah, I wonder how Georgetown would receive these kids.
Not very well. What about the University of Kentucky? Just stay in state.
There you go.
Help them win a football game.
Yeah, actually, I think if you do go locally in colleges, I think you get a much better response from people versus going out away from somewhere. So let's continue on with the chaperones. You can tell us what happened here.
But you weren't there for any Native American support or protest. You were there for what reason, and why did all these other cross currents get in your way?
We were there for the March for Life. It's an annual trip that the Covington Catholic High School goes to, and we meet every year at the Lincoln Memorial at the end of the day to catch our buses. We were not there for any other purpose other than to attend the peaceful March for Life, which we did.
And the first people who hit you with verbal barbs were the Black Hebrew Israelites, and what were they saying?
Well, we were standing there and we looked, and all of a sudden they turned their attention to our group and they were screaming horrible, horrible things that I will not repeat to our children, to children, not adults. They were screaming them at children. This continued. And the boys asked if they could do one of their school cheers because they wanted to drown out the hatred that was being said to them.
Right.
And one of our teachers said it was okay for them to do their cheer. We wanted to drown out the hatred message that was being thrown at our children.
So that was the reason for it. And they were doing the actual videos that are on YouTube are much better because they're done in kind of a, you can watch it for like a 10-minute period and get a real sense of what all was going on. And the guy who said that he felt that the kids were gathering around him and they could tear him to pieces and all that stuff, that the 56-year-old, I've now found out, if that guy's 56, I'm looking pretty damn good.
Well, and if you watch the whole video, you obviously see the expletives, which is par for the course for the Black Hebrew Israelite group. They're provocative on purpose. That's their style. But the quote from the Native American man, Phillips, he said that I was like me getting in between a predator and its prey, referring to the teenagers wearing the MAGA hats as the predators. It's just unreal.
When you were listening to her talking, you could hear the beeping out. That was actually a Native American who was cussing at a kid that was one of the students. And the students kind of going, what's the deal? But the person that was being bleeped was a Native American who was standing next to the guy that was doing the drum. Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Yeah, I just got a minute, but you were talking about Notre Dame being so bad. I don't know if you read, it was on the news yesterday. Notre Dame has 11 murals painted in the 1800s of Christopher Columbus.
I saw that. Yeah. Man.
Yeah, they're covering them all up, and this artist is very famous, but they don't want to upset Native Americans, even though they've been there close to a couple of hundred years.
Well, and also, how about this, is that the reason is that it depicts the Native Americans as subservient.
Exactly. But anyway, I just thought I'd let y'all know that.
Thanks, James.
Y'all have a good day.
You too, my friend. Yeah, that political correctness is running amok. Let's go to Red Top. Welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, guys. You would have to go to Korea or Japan to find more disciplined school children than Catholic school kids. Let's face it. Yeah, Joey and I have been there. Mm-hmm. You sit down, you shut up, you do what you're told.
And you fight the man in a surreptitious way and in clever ways.
Yes, or you die.
an untimely and not natural death.
That's right. There's a lot of Catholic bashing going on, already, the priest stuff. But this, I still have a hard time figuring out what the Catholic boy said that got things started. I haven't even heard that.
He didn't say anything.
How did the Catholic guy insult the Indian?
He didn't.
Well, what the hell is all this about?
It was made up. It was made up. It was totally made up. And that's this is the way it was put. Is that the kids got around the Indian and were taunting him and saying bad things to him wearing the MAGA hats. Well, that's not what happened. When you look at the video, the blacks are sitting there and yelling just terrible things to the kids, calling them all sorts of names. They're baby killers. They're going to go and shoot up schools. And they were questioning their sexuality. And while they're doing this, the kids started kind of doing a cheer type thing. And then the Indian walks over to this kid and starts beating his drum, walking towards him. And the kid just stands his ground and looks at him square in the eye with a little bit of a smile on it. And then that is where they were saying that they were gathering around him and that they were basically calling him names, which did not happen. There's not one single piece of audio that has these kids saying anything negative.
Oh, they were just yelling their school cheer back across the Indian to the rude black Israelis, well, right?
To drown them out.
I see. What was the school cheer they were yelling? Does anybody know?
I do not know.
That's one thing I'm curious about, what that is. Not that I think any Catholic school cheer could be offensive to anyone.
Yeah, right.
But so this Indian standing in the middle of all this stuff, and all of a sudden he's a damn national celebrity for
his drum. He got himself in the middle of it. He walked over to the kids with the beating his drum. He's the one who put himself in the middle of it.
Oh, I see. So he's just beating his drum. Nobody got hit with a drumstick or nothing.
No, nothing. Nothing at all. And I may try to find because there's some really bad things that are said in here by these blacks. They are known for doing that.
It kind of reminds me of the fire and brimstone preachers that hang out on the Auburn Quad in campus, and they would say similar things, like horrors.
Believe me, I've been in the Baptist church. It was pretty weird. I'd take Latin Mass any damn day.
I don't think this guy was a Baptist. I think he was some non-denominational. I actually caught him one day after he had had this whole crowd of kids yelling at him, and I saw him walking on campus by himself, and he just happened to ask me, where's the bathroom? I'll walk with you.
This is the guy that's in Auburn.
In Auburn.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah, but he's one of the, he's well known. Like, he calls all the girls whores. He yells at all the men, says all the other Christian denominations and teachings are wrong. Like, he's very in your face and provocative. But he happened to be, after the crowd dispersed, he asked me, of all people, where's the bathroom? So I'm like, oh, it's over this way. Do you mind if I walk and talk with you? He's like, yeah, sure. It's like a Sorkin film. And we're walking and talking, and I said, do you do that in order to get a rise out of people so they pay attention to you, and then you can... He goes, yeah, of course. And that's the whole strategy.
Provocative.
Here. You know, Catholics have a perspective on other religions that nobody else has got, because we study other religions in school. At St. Bede, I had to pass a religion exam, or I did not pass to the next grade. And that included learning about every religion on the planet, what the tenets were of each religion, and I better be right. So, Catholics have a good perspective on world religion, and I hate to see them bashed like that. And I'm very disappointed in the Catholic universities who have had anything negative to say about these boys.
When you keep listening in, because this lady is going to be talking about, and I picked this up, what the school's first reaction was to this. And, you know, talk about rushing to judgment.
It's a disgrace. We live in a purely reactionary society now, and that's very dangerous.
Even among the Catholic school here, which in the Catholic school, isn't there a head priest that's always connected to a Catholic school?
They're usually associated with a church who has a pastor, but it depends on how the school structure is set up. Like, we had a president over all of Montgomery Catholic Preparatory.
Oh, okay.
But there are priests associated with the schools. Due to the church.
Don't worry. The bishop runs every damn thing.
Right. Yeah, oh, exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And owns everything.
Yeah, ain't no doubt. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate you. going to be coming back right after this.
To the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
More browsing, more binging, more streaming, more savings. With WOW, you can get super fast internet for $29.99 per month when you add our most popular TV package for just $35 more per month. That's everything you need to keep everyone entertained and save more than $500. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month when you add TV for just $35 more per month with the two-year agreement. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You guys don't like this? You know, the American that was arrested over in Russia? You know what they got him for? He had a flash drive that had confidential information on it. Do you know where he got the flash drive? Somebody handed it to him and said, here are some travel tips for you.
Whoa.
Obviously a setup. Let's go to the phones and go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Hey, Dan. Hope you're having a good day. And the man, Mr. Joey.
Well, thank you for that,
Joey's son.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, I wanted to ask you something. I got the tail end of this lady saying something, and she just got elected for Congress, but like I said, I got the tail end of it. She's Muslim, and her head was all, you know, covered up like they do, and talking about Israel, Pakistan against Israel and against the Jews. Could you help me out here?
Yeah, well, that's actually an old comment that she made. She's from Minnesota. She won Ellison's district.
No, it's what I'm trying to.
I'm sorry.
What was her position?
That basically the people in Israel are evil, and dirty.
Okay.
Which is a Muslim term for filth and dirt is not. There's a bad thing.
She wasn't no politician or anything. That's what I'm trying to ask.
At the time, she was not. She's now been elected to Congress.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah. Would we kid you?
Do we forget this was based on a Christian nation, and what's going to happen? And we'll all be gone 50 or 60 years. All these are going. This country's going to wind up like they do over there, fighting each other, because in their Quran, the Muslims, they say death to the infidels. That's death to us in our own country.
Right. So anybody that's not them.
Like Obama, he Barack Hussein Obama with his name. It's hard to figure out when you have a parent who was in World War II, and you're just trying to figure this out. We're fighting these people. Then, because what do we do?
What we do is we pray.
Exactly. He's our Lord and Savior. And this is a country built on that. And I mean, what? It's just a crying shame. They can do or say whatever they want to do, but just to bring it out like this, hey, this is ridiculous. We're fighting somebody in our own country that's coming to a point we're not, hey, you think about it. Y'all's a lot smarter than me, but I know one thing. The Lord is our master and our savior and built this country. This is a Christian country. And it's based on Christianity.
Well, I'm not sure it's an acknowledgement that God exists and that he is the creator and that our freedoms come from God.
I believe it. Do you?
Sure.
And I know Joey believes it.
Tom, I got to go, buddy.
I'm sorry, buddy. And one other thing, and they just learned, hey, and they just got permission to drive over there. Can you believe that?
The what?
I think he's referring to Saudi Arabia.
And the women driving?
Yes.
Do we have time to fit?
It's going to be really
John,
fast.
John, I want you to hang on for me, buddy. I want to give you plenty of landing room here on the other side of the hour. Hang on for me. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. We're going to be back after our top of the hour break.
Pinned to my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. But look at our life now, all tattered and torn.